This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, your parents should have stopped you from downloading this podcast. It's not erotica. It's Art Erotica. Arterotica.com. Hi, and welcome to the sixth episode of my podcast. I know it's been more than a year since I did an episode of this show, but I haven't forgotten you good people. I've just been very busy writing new stuff for you to read. I just published one new ebook, Strap-On Stories, and I'm hard at work editing another. I also just started writing a new story. This one's going to be a sci-fi sex adventure. I'm not sure of the title yet, but it's about 8-foot-tall blue alien femdoms from outer space. I know that sounds a little crazy, but I found a way to make it hot. I also have another podcast up for you to listen to, Arter's Erotic Reflections. In fact, I'm very excited because later on today, I'm going to do an interview for that podcast with some friends of mine about pony play. I'm going to keep this podcast exclusively for my dirty little stories. So buckle up, because this podcast is going to get raunchy. If you want to hear some of the thoughts behind my writing, what BDSM or clothed female nude male play parties I've been to, or my other rambling thoughts on sex, gender, and the possible reproductive habits of alien species, go check out Arter's Erotic Reflections. You'll find it on the podcast page of my website, arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. You can also find it in the iTunes store. So having said that, why don't we get right to the dirty story? Today, I'm going to read to you from my book, Five Femdom Stories. This is an excerpt from the story All Hallows' Eve. You won't find this excerpt in the free preview on Amazon or anywhere else on the net. This is a special preview for you, my listeners. All Hallows' Eve by Arter. I've somehow managed to find myself the strangest, most wonderful girl in the entire world. Eve and I have been dating for about 6 months. We get along great. The sex is fantastic. And everything was going really, really well. Until a couple of days ago, that is. She had come by my place and saw some porno magazines I had carelessly left out. If it was a copy of Penthouse or maybe Playboy, it probably wouldn't have been so bad. But it was a couple of hardcore bondage magazines. Female domination stuff. I thought she was going to be really pissed, but when she saw them, she just gave me a funny look and then excused herself to go to the bathroom. While she was gone, I quickly hid the magazines and tried to figure out what to do. I didn't have much time, though, because a moment later, I heard the toilet flush and then the bathroom door open. I mentally prepared myself for the fight I thought was sure to come, but when she came back into the room, she just smiled and said, "So, do you want to do anything this Halloween?" A little confused, I said, sure, if you want. "Well, there's this club I know of that we could go to. It's a little different than our usual hangouts, but I don't think you'll mind, will you?" She asked as she punctuated her sentence with a long look at the spot where the bondage magazines used to be. Figuring this was more than a subtle hint on her part, I quickly said, "No, not at all. Sounds great to me." "Smart boy," she said with a smile. She dug around in her purse for a second and then took out a small pad. She scribbled something on it and said, "I want you to meet me at this address, precisely at 11:30, Halloween night. Don't call me until then." "But that's a week away from now." "Listen, I'm really sorry about the magazines. I didn't mean..." "I don't want to talk about those," she said, interrupting me coolly. "Okay, listen, but I just want you to know that..." "Don't you know when to keep your mouth shut? Give them to me," she said angrily. "Huh?" I asked stupidly. "The magazines. Give them to me, or I'll walk out that door and never speak to you again." I could see from the look in her eyes that she was very serious. So I reluctantly took the magazines from their hiding place and handed them to her. She flipped through them, shaking her head and making faces of what looked like disapproval. I started to say something to try and smooth things over, When the first sound left my mouth, she looked at me over the magazines with a glare that told me anything I said would only make matters worse. After she had flipped through both magazines, she looked at me, paused for a second or two, and then asked, "Have you ever done any of this stuff for real, or do you just jerk off to these magazines?" It's just fantasy. It doesn't mean anything," I said as pitiful excuse. "So then, all you've ever done is jerk off to these magazines?" "Yeah," I said quietly, hoping that was the right thing to say. "Well, that's all gonna change. Drop your pants," she said in a stern tone of voice. I started to object, but then I thought better of it. After my pants were around my ankles, she pointed to my underwear with the rolled-up magazines and said, "Those too." I could see where this was going, and while part of me was panicking, another part of me wanted it. The part that wanted it was obvious to her as I pulled down my underwear. When she saw how hard my cock was, she just smiled and shook her head. Then she grabbed me by it and led me over to the coffee table. "Get on your knees and bend over the table," she ordered. After I did as I was told, she had me spread my knees more and stick out my ass. She ran her hand over my ass, between my legs, and as her soft hand curled around my balls, she asked, "Are you ever going to hide anything from me ever again?" "No, I promise I won't." "You had better not, but promises won't get you out of what you've got coming to you," she said as she gave my balls a little tug and then let them go. For a few moments, she did nothing. She left me there, with my ass pointed up at her and my legs spread wide. It was as nerve-wracking as it was exciting. Then, without warning, she started to spank me with the magazines. Over and over, she brought them down on my ass, until I could feel it start to warm up and become more and more sensitive. She must have given me 50 hard, stinging strokes before she stopped. When it was over, she gently ran her fingertips over my reddened ass and blew cool air on my warm skin. It felt so good that I couldn't help but wiggle my ass at her and try to get more. She just laughed and said, "You'll stay here, in this position, for the next 15 minutes. After that, you may get up and jerk off if you like. You are not to touch yourself after that until I give you permission. Is that understood?" "Yes." "Good boy. And you do want to be a good boy for me, don't you?" she asked in a firm tone of voice. "Yes." "Excellent. I will see you precisely at 11:30. Don't be 2 seconds late." After saying that, she got up and left, closing the door behind her. As I laid there over the coffee table, a million thoughts bounced through my head. What was going to happen Halloween night? That didn't seem like the first spanking she's ever given, especially the way she played with my ass afterwards. Why'd she smile and shake her head like that when she saw how hard I was? It wasn't disapproval I saw in her eyes. She almost seemed pleased. When I admitted all I had ever done was jerk off to the bondage magazines, what exactly did she mean by, "That's going to change"? I guessed I knew the answer to that question. How far would she go was the question I didn't know the answer to. Was she really going to let me worship her? Then, there was my recently spanked ass, which seemed to answer some of those questions, but in what way? The pain was more or less gone, and replaced by a warm glow that actually felt really nice. My cock was still hard and throbbing, and I wondered how much more of the 15 minutes I had left to go. It couldn't be much more, but I decided to wait another few minutes, just to be safe. When I felt the time was up, I rolled over on my back and pressed my ass into the cool surface of the table. It felt so good that I couldn't wait to wrap my hands around my cock. I came in no time to the mental images of Eve spanking me, of her squatting naked over me and ordering me to lick her ass and pussy as she teased my hard cock. As I lay there panting and covered in my own cum, I knew that in the end, I was going to do whatever she wanted. Poor little subby. He doesn't have the slightest idea of what he's gotten himself into. Believe me, when I say this is just the very beginning of this story, and it only gets hotter from here. To find out what happens, buy a copy of the book Five Femdom Stories on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or the Apple Bookstore. To find out what I've been up to, check out my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You'll find it on my homepage, arterotica.com, or you can check out my Twitter feed, at arterotica. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back next time for more. The music for this podcast was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com.